Welcome to You Hate Movies, the podcast in which casual moviegoers, film lovers, and cinephiles argue about movies. Every year, we make a wager on which movies will make the most money during the summer movie season. In this episode, we argue about who will be the big winners at the box office summer 2016. To play the game, the rules are simple. Guess which 10 movies in order will bring in the most money this summer. And to keep things simple, we play based on the American box office totals. Every player is allowed 3 wild card choices that could earn them extra points if any one of them sneaks into the top 10. Throughout our arguments, you're going to get spoilers for Star Trek, Star Trek Into Darkness, Fight Club, Rush Hour, Avengers Age of Ultron, The Lone Ranger, Neighbors, and Bridesmaids. The stakes are high. It's that time of year again where movies come out in the summer and we go watch them. But that's not all we do. Am I right, guys?
So right. That's You've never been righter.
We're not satisfied to just go watch movies in the summer. Box office heat.
That's heat?
You know, yeah, because the box office is hot in the summer.
It's heating up.
It's when movies come out and people pay to go see them. So for the last, is this year number 3?
This is year number 3.
Third year.
This is third year running now. We place bets on what the top 10 highest grossing movies in the United States will be over the course of the summer, beginning May 1st to Labor Day weekend. We all put a list out. We allow ourselves 3 wild cards of things that maybe will make it into the top 10. We don't know. And this year we ponied up. We put in some money.
Decided to make things a little interesting.
$5 each to buy it, and we roped in every friend who would listen to me even tell them about it for a second. People who don't care a bit about movies. These people didn't even know movies were coming out.
And we're just hoping that they mess it up so bad, but yeah. One of them's probably going to win.
Throwing money in that pot.
Yep.
So, you know, it's funny to document what we're thinking now because we're always so wrong. So here we are tonight to talk about what our predictions are. Tyler's here.
Yo, what's good?
There's third. Why are you always with these
no intros? What is that? You that what it terrible is. Intro? Stop.
What it is, internet?
You already did. You already did. Yo, what's
I
good? Twice.
Exhausted all my catchphrases. Yeah.
Stop it. We've got Abby. Abby back.
Hello.
You know, Abby won the game the first time we played it.
I did.
By 1 point.
Which is funny
me.
Because she's one of only 3 little entries at the bottom of the list on our webpage for casual moviegoers. In fact, she's the quintessential casual moviegoer.
Yeah. I think that's untrue. I think I'm a rank above it.
You're a film lover now?
You are definitely not a film
There's
lover.
There's no way
the
you're a film lover,
love
Abby.
She's got like, you there.
That's solid logic. I love a film.
I love some films. I love some.
She's a some films lover. Yeah.
Well, Matt Hughes is here.
Hello, everyone. It's lovely to be back.
And Patrick's here as well.
I'm here as well.
And I'm Josh. We're all playing the game, but we're playing it with just a score of friends, guys that and gals that you guys don't care about, then we're just suckering out of their money. In fact, I wish that were definitely the case, but let me just point out to the audience at this point, year one, Abby, who was, I feel like, the only person playing the game that couldn't have cared less.
That's right? True.
Yeah. The group has grown every year, and in the first year it was a very core group plus Abby.
Yeah, and she
we
won.
Had to convince her to play.
Right.
She let it all ride on Maleficent.
Yeah, she put Maleficent high, and we're all like, you're insane. That thing ain't going to make no
but
money.
Boy, was she right.
And Maleficent pushed her over the edge, and she won. Year two, we all mocked Bethany Allen. Go back and listen to the podcast. It's there.
Did.
We mocked Bethany all the way to the bank.
There was a bank?
Because she bet big on Jurassic World, and we all thought that Avengers Age of Ultron was the sure, safe bet as number one. Turns out Bethany was right. Who could have predicted that?
I bet we'll learn from our mistakes this
year.
She
did it out of
Yeah, none of us did that this year.
She put
year.
Jurassic World number one just out of spite.
Yeah. And
spite paid off.
We all had Jurassic World wins. Somewhere near the top, but no one could have predicted it would be the runaway success that it became.
We've actually been surprised 2 years in a row now.
Yeah.
What seemed to be the obvious choice for number one was beat out by some underdog. The first time we played, it was Transformers Age of Extinction, we thought would be. No, wait.
Yeah, that's what we thought would
be
number one.
Age of Extinction.
A lot of us bet on How to Train Your Dragon 2. Foolishly, we thought a cartoon would make all kinds of money.
But it ended up being Guardians of the Galaxy because who the heck knew?
I think I had Guardians at 10 or a wild card.
I had it number 10 and it blew way past that.
Yeah.
You had it at 8, Josh.
It was an unknown property
and everyone at the time seemed like they didn't get it when they were promoting it at first. They were all like, what is that?
But that's then just the word of mystery, mouth. The mystery of the box office.
Two summers of Chris Pratt just sweeping the nation, man.
Chris Pratt, man. Yeah.
Chris Pratt's so hot right now.
Shoot, we should have based our movies on that.
He's not in one this summer. Oh,
shoot, we should have had him on the podcast.
Oh, man. Well, I called his people, but...
Let's get at Pratt.
We'll get him for the follow-up after the summer.
Okay,
he'll September. Be here. Mark my words, listeners. No. We'll have Chris Pratt.
He'll be doing that Magnificent Seven.
I'll leave him a comment on Instagram.
Pressure. He reads all of those.
I'll leave it from You Hate Movies. Wouldn't it be great?
Hey, probably weird things happen at sea.
All right. Well, this year, it feels like a crapshoot more than any other year. I mean, every year it's felt a bit like there were some safe bets, even if we were wrong about them. This year, it doesn't even feel like there's really solid.
Yeah. Well, without Chris Pratt in the game, it's just a level field now.
Right.
So
he's just giving other people a chance by bowing out this summer.
I'm gonna sit this summer out.
You guys take this.
Why don't we start with number 10? And what we're bet, or the wild cards. We'll start with the wild cards, go around the table, and just say what you've dismissed all the way down to the lowest levels of this might get into the top 10, but
can
it
we,
might not.
Can we make fun of some of the other people playing with us this year? Because they're not here to defend themselves, and it'd be a lot of fun to make fun of
Josiah. That's the best way to make fun of people.
Josiah, I don't know what he's thinking.
Come on, man.
What's Josiah got in his wild cards?
Warcraft.
Okay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Which ranked out of 9. The first one ranked 9 in its top 10 when it came out.
Okay.
That's something I took into consideration was previous rankings. I tried to be really
smart. And Star Trek Beyond. But his top 10, you know, he's got some interesting choices.
Well,
is he the only one that didn't agree with everyone else of what would be number 1? Yeah. He's alone.
Oh, no. Nope. Cam, man. And
a friend of ours named
Cameron. And Redman. And Whitney.
A friend of ours... Cameron put Independence Day Resurgence at number 1.
He's really amped on Independence.
He said that he's doing that just out of loyalty to the franchise.
Oh, good
he's
for him.
He's pulling a
Bethany. That's his favorite movie. He's a believer.
As Josiah said to us the other day, have we not been bought low by our pride before?
That's true. All of us movie experts have...
Right. Us cinephiles just wildly getting slaughtered by people who hate movies.
My wild cards are as follows. Angry Birds.
Okay. That's a movie this summer.
Yes. That exists.
Because what movie doesn't do well when it's come 3 years after
isn't it more like 9 years? Good grief. The app's been out for so long.
Who plays Angry Birds anymore?
I don't know.
I've been meaning to get around to it.
There's like 19 different versions now. I
gotta say, today I was in the grocery store and the little end cap display of overpriced DVDs that you have at the grocery store. There were a bunch of Angry Bird cartoon movies.
Yeah. And I was Netflix.
Has this been a secret successful franchise when I wasn't looking?
Middle schoolers love Angry Birds still?
There were spin-off movies about just the green pigs.
Yeah. Like how they turned evil?
I don't know. It was a movie about green or whatever.
I didn't know there was any sort of story to Angry Birds.
Just catapults.
Whatever. It's a popular game, and you gotta bet big on kids' movies. So you put it as
number 13.
That's a wild card. My other wild card is Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
Yeah. Tell them about your reaction to the trailer in the theater.
Well, the Neighbors franchise isn't the most respectable of films, and it doesn't really draw the most... reputable audiences.
Here we go.
I think that's fair.
So bunch of dummies is what you're saying.
Every knucklehead.
To find yourself in that theater, you have to, you know, have a certain amount of shame, right? So when those trailers come on, you look at them and go, oh, this again? But, you know, you can't help but laugh. Last trailer, man, it got me. I can't. I have to admit it. I laughed at the most recent trailer.
I did too. Same thing. I think almost
we were together. It was before Deadpool.
Yeah,
and I were there.
Matt and I were sitting next to each other at Deadpool, and this crowd is just cracking up at like all the cheap weed jokes in this trailer, and I was just rolling my eyes and sighing and everything. And then by the end of the trailer, the last couple of punchlines, I was audibly chuckling. And I leaned over to Matt and was like, I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed for laughing.
We confessed to one another. We were like, we didn't want to laugh, but dang, that was really funny.
Yeah. The same jokes got me.
Yep. So the titty is silent?
See, even now I'm...
Yeah, we dare you, even the most prim and proper.
Yeah.
So anyway, made a wild card on my list. I figure Neighbors 2 could pull a Pitch Perfect 2.
Maybe.
Because last year, none of us thought...
Oh, gosh, no.
How in the heck could this sequel to some movie about a bunch of girls singing a cappella do But heck, it made heaps of cash. So yeah. Sorority 2 might do the same thing. And then I've got Ninja Turtles on my... wild cards.
Well, you know, Neighbors 1, without benefit of any notoriety at the time, made it to, I think, number 11 in 2014. Let me double. Yeah, number 11.
It was just outside the top 10. Box office.
And it made a bunch of money. $150 million domestically is a nice pool.
For an R-rated comedy, that's a solid amount of cash.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Should see it if you like the trailer.
I watched the first Neighbors. I laughed once or twice.
as many times as you did in the trailer for the second Neighbors.
Most trailers just give away the punchlines.
Yeah.
So the wild cards are kind of like you don't get a ton for them. For every wild card that you guess that actually does make it in the top 10, you get a point.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're betting a ton on them, but every point helps. You know.
It's true.
So Patrick, what do you got in your wild cards?
I have Independence Day.
Too low.
That's way too low.
Because I just don't give a crap about this movie right now.
It doesn't matter what you think. The whole point of this game is what...
You're trying to gauge the American audience, bro.
It's just a crapshoot. We're just guessing.
Oh, no.
So,
that's absolutely right.
It's not what this is.
But you guessed wrong.
No, we don't know that. It's not just guessing.
It's pretty much just guessing.
You can base it on data.
I did math, yo.
Yeah, let me see how your math does.
Got me coming in second both the last 2 years.
No, I don't think so. I saw the paperwork from somebody else.
That only counts in something about grenades and horseshoes.
Yeah, grenades and handguns. So I also have Warcraft in my... You know,
do you think all the nerds are going to go watch that?
It's got a huge user base.
Man. Are they going to leave their mom's basements to
go to
the movie?
Those nerds are
going
to pirate Warcraft and watch it right there next to the game.
Right. They'll have their second monitor playing a Pirate Bay version of Warcraft while they play Warcraft.
They're going to have one monitor with the internet porn, one monitor with Warcraft, one monitor with the Warcraft movie that they've stolen with a watermark from the visual effects department. And then they're going to be on the forum on one more open window complaining about how the movie's not accurate to the game.
Come on, guys. Piracy is not a victimless crime.
It's not.
We don't like it.
But get this. I got Ninja Turtles as my third wild card as well.
Yeah, okay. Me too. All right.
You know, when I watched that trailer for Ninja Turtles, I'm like, I should watch that movie.
When I saw that trailer, I thought, ugh, I am not watching that movie.
Oh, really?
Really? I kind of feel like Patrick did. I was just like, I can't believe how outrageous this thing has gotten. It seems to me like they're like, oh, they made this first one. And there was all this back and forth, you know, it made money and they were obviously, for some reason, every generation of children likes Ninja Turtles, no matter what they do.
Because they're fantastic.
Yeah. And then all these older folks like us, that some of us who grew up with Ninja Turtles are like, oh, it is or isn't like our Ninja Turtles or whatever. So someone that was part of this new one must have said, just put everything that's ever been in that old 80s cartoon in that movie.
Yeah.
So the trailer's just like, oh, here's Bebop and Rocksteady. That's kind of strange to see the rhinoceros and the warthog. Then it's like,
Here's Casey Jones.
Here's Baxter Stockman. And then Krang is showing up. Yeah, and it's like, that's a brain that lives in a guy's belly.
I can't wait to see Krang.
What is going
on? I love Krang.
So bizarre.
He just speaks like he's got heartburn all the time.
And he's voiced by Fred Armisen.
Yeah, which is wonderful.
Which is obviously the fan pick, you know? That's what you want to
hear.
Yeah, it's like, that's what perfect cast.
That's what 12-year-olds want in their Krang.
Is this the same weird-looking turtles?
The roided-out Shrek.
Yeah, the super roided-out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, anyway, Abby, what do you got on your top 10? What do you got at number 10?
No, yeah, what
about your wild
cards? We're doing wild cards, man.
We're moving on.
Are we?
Oh, wait, we've done yours and that's enough?
That's enough.
My wild cards are...
Atta girl.
Ice Age, Angry Birds, and Neighbors 2.
There's an Ice Age movie?
Do you think people are still interested in Ice Age?
No, it's like the ninth one.
I'm so sick of them. Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Who?
I'm so sick of
Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Deborah.
Listen,
Deborah.
That first Ice Age movie pulled in $176 million, right? The second one is $195 million. The third one is $196 million.
That's more.
And then with this last one, it dipped back down to the lowest it's ever been, $161. $161 million is still higher than the number 10 of last year's.
Yeah, but I am so tired of watching that freaking squirrel chase that.
Yeah, freaking Scrat. Here's my thought about...
Is he still trying to get the acorn? Is that
yes.
Okay.
I think this last one, didn't he get jettisoned into space?
Maybe. I don't know. Didn't he cause the continental divide? Was that the
I
most recent
seen the
one?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah.
It's they jump the shark and they're doing Ice Age in space.
No, are they really?
They jump the shark. This is where
this is the one.
They jump.
Not the one with the singing monkey on the ice cube boat.
They make sloth. A lot of money is what I was getting
I just don't know because no, there's so many kids movies coming out
like. Right, I think that the this low hanging fruit of like the umpteen sequel is just going to get ignored and passed over for okay. like
well I don't
other
well,
ones. Okay, that's
kind of at least as a wild card.
Yeah, alright, hey, Burr's beat me at this game before, who am
that's
I
that's true.
Okay, my wild cards are Neighbors 2, the BFG, and Jason Bourne.
That BFG is not going to make any daggone money.
That's why it's a wild
you got
card.
Jason
yeah.
Bourne.
That's what he's saying.
No. It might. It might. Maybe make some.
It ain't going to make no.
I don't got Jason
hey man,
Bourne
those.
On my
hey,
list
listen. Those live action Disney movies are making bank every time.
Burr, I've never
Maleficent,
heard of it.
Cinderella.
But Burrs hadn't heard of it. Abby, who we call Burrs, she hadn't heard of it.
Well, in that case, I'm a fool and I should have put it nowhere near my list if Burrs, the film lover of some films, doesn't know about the BFG, then what point is it? In
Josiah has BFG on his list, but it's
at number 10.
Up at number 10, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And then Liam, I think, has
it's
it
really just
in
called
his,
the BFG.
It's the Big Friendly Giant, but it's called the BFG.
Liam I always
want
to read
Liam
a
has
Big
it at
Fat
number
Giant.
Nine.
Big Fat Giant.
My wild cards were like high. Some of you guys, Warcraft, Neighbors 2, but I have Central Intelligence as a wild
low.
Card.
Oh, I knocked that off for the BFG.
Patrick,
I was like,
Patrick is a big loyalist of The Rock.
Always making
blinded,
it high on his
just
list.
Blinded by his
affection. But wait, didn't it get you a ton of points last year because of San Andreas? Because that ended up making bank?
I didn't do so great last year.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up a painful loss.
I've never done great at this game.
Tyler, what's your
always
number 10?
On the rock.
My number 10 is Secret Life of Pets.
See, it's hard with the animated movies. I always bet big on them the last 2 years because animated movies typically do well in the summer, and then they never perform quite the way I expect them to.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, in the theaters, every time
people
that stupid trailer
it.
Comes
oh
out,
my gosh, people
lose
love
their
it.
Minds.
Yeah. It's going to be a flop.
Nah.
It's my call.
See, what seemed interesting
it's
to me
by
is
Universal.
That, Secret Life of Pets, which is very relatable to people. They love
pets.
They love
people
pets.
Love pets and
love
secret
pets.
Lives.
And they love the idea of their pets, you know, getting into mischief.
They're like, oh, that's totally what my
dog
does.
Yeah, look at Rover.
So I feel like it's,
eating
it's,
fruit out
yeah,
the fridge.
People are going to eat that up. But when they played their second trailer, it got into this more elaborate storyline and it lost.
Oh, I haven't
it.
Seen that.
I didn't see
well,
the second trailer.
You can't have an entire movie based on what your
pets
do.
Apparently not, Abby.
But let me tell you what, that's all my mom has seen. And she will go see it this summer.
The first trailer.
The first
how
trailer?
Many movies has she seen in the last 5 years?
Zero. None.
So she's going to break her 5-year
streak. She don't even care about pets.
She ain't got no pets.
She thought it was funny.
She was like, yeah, she how did she even
cat,
see that
she,
trailer? Did you like send it to
turkey?
Her?
She was describing it to me, the trailer, and she was like, there's a dog, and like the KitchenAid is scratching its back. I'm like, yes, I saw it.
So it's those people that are going to love it.
That's all I need.
But the storyline seems unoriginal and unexciting, so I think...
Yeah. Oh, you don't think it's going to be a big hit on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah. So I think it might lose momentum.
It's
quickly.
The same studio that did like Despicables Me and...
Despicables
and
yeah.
Minions. Okay, they make a lot
that's
of money.
DreamWorks,
those movies.
Right?
They make money.
No, it's not DreamWorks. It's Illuminated, which is a sub-studio of Universal.
And it's all SNL people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's got like Louis C.K. and...
It's the kind of animated feature that drops all its money on big-name voice actors so that you'll go see it.
Rather than the
unlike
script
Pixar.
And or animation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Secret Life of Pets.
So I think it'll do well, but I have it low because I don't think it'll do that.
I have that at 7.
I have it at 9.
I don't have it because I think it's going to flop.
What'd you go to, Big J?
I've got Secret Life of Pets at number 10.
Great.
Just like right. Tyler. He must have copied from my
list. Yeah.
So, So 10 is actually a pretty big bet because it's the
right.
highest points yeah. after number
yeah,
one.
If you get 10
as
right.
As far as the scoring goes, if you get number 1 dead on or number 10 dead on, they yield the most points.
13 possible points.
Wow.
Right.
So 10 is actually really important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big old deal.
And number 10 is way harder to guess than number 1 because
yeah. right.
you have no idea what's going to shake out no. by the end of the summer.
No way.
What do you have at number 10, Burrs?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's too low. That's very low.
Who knows what to think about Ghostbusters? Right now, everyone watching
it's all over the place.
Trailer, they're certainly promoting the crap out of it, but
yep.
everyone reacting to it is just like, huh.
Yeah. but there's no way that those girls and those movie makers made a movie that's not funny.
That's what I think.
Bridesmaids is hilarious, and it's the same yeah. similar cast.
It has
and
to
same
be that
writer
someone
director.
Just needs to get fired over that trailer.
That trailer yeah. is
well, there are so
garbage.
Many there's so many trailers for comedies. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt here. There are so many trailers for comedies out there that give away all the punchlines in the movie that maybe they were trying to avoid that.
That
maybe
that's wonderfully that's
very
optimistic.
Generous
so, they said,
of you.
So they said no punchlines.
Yeah,
no
zero. Jokes.
But there are punchlines in the trailer.
They just misfires. Yeah, no but then there was that maybe fan cut trailer that was significantly better using the trailer footage.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, well, that maybe
has
that
it at number 2.
Matt's wife.
Yeah,
has
my
it at
wife.
Two.
I love her, but good grief, it is too high.
Josiah yeah. has it at number 4.
Whoa,
it's hard to
I
tell
got it at number.
Because Ghostbusters 6. Is absolutely a beloved franchise, but it's not yeah. like a beloved franchise like Jurassic Park or something like that.
No.
It's like
right.
children of the 80s love Ghostbusters and the occasional other people love it. But no one's been like...
You know who hates Ghostbusters? Liam didn't make his list at all.
Whoa. Wow, he's just got no bad. Expectations.
Liam,
for
Liam's in Japan right now, and so we know that he was doing this at a funny time zone, and who knows what kind of raw fish he'd been eating. So there's some grace for him.
I got
plus
Ghostbusters.
His lists are always weird.
Yeah, that's true.
I got Ghostbusters at number 9, and I don't know how I feel about it.
I have it at 8. I want it to be great because I'm excited for it. Yeah. This is what I have for number 10. I have Star Trek Beyond. You know, did you see the trailer for that?
Sure, yeah. People love Star Trek.
People, yeah, those other
that
two
trailer
made bank.
Was weird.
It was a bad trailer.
It's a bad trailer.
It's like the yeah. Beastie Boys and
it
all.
It was sabotage, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
I was like, what are we watching?
Let me tell you, that Star Trek trailer has the same exact baffling thing that the Ghostbusters trailer had. In the Ghostbusters trailer, they do the actual punchline. That's going to leave a mark. And you're like, you mean to tell me you actually put that in your yeah. movie? And in the Star Trek one, they like fall down after teleporting. And he's like, let's never do that again.
Yeah, that
like,
was terrible.
That's what you put in the trailer really? Like
that's,
why is
you're
that
trying
even
to
in the movie
entice people in with like a horribly cliched so, movie line yeah.
yeah it doesn't look good
but doesn't it always makes it seem like they're listening to Beastie Boys in the trailer
he acknowledges that a song is playing at the beginning
yeah
and it is the Beastie Boys
that's
like there's been
hearing.
No other yeah.
but it's
kind of
like
rap.
The movie magic where you get into the movie and they're listening to something else
that is movie magic man I love it
they could put two different songs over the same footage
oh my gosh they can do that is mind-blowing
I've got Ghostbusters at number I got to count backwards. 10, 9, 8, and then Star Trek at number 9. So I'm close. I'm close
so
with you guys.
Ghostbusters yeah. doesn't come out until...
Oh, this is Burrs' miracle.
...middle of July, which is yeah. almost leaving it only a month left to make money.
No.
No, it's leaving
weeks,
it like
weeks.
A month and a half.
Yeah. No, it ends September 5th.
Yeah, so it has yeah, all of
fine.
August
that's fine.
And 2 weeks in July. That's
the
6 weeks.
The majority of the money made by these films is going to be in the first week or two.
Right. That's why Josh...
But unless it's like Guardians, it's where it becomes like a sleeper hit and all of a
right.
sudden
yeah.
it just keeps...
Or it's Maleficent,
out. Yeah.
which won it for Abby because it just kept making money.
I know, but yeah. that Maleficent like dropped down, plateaued, and then just kept making money in that range to where it was just
right.
kept pushing
you're
it
just
back
like,
up.
Yeah,
there.
It's making yeah. like another $60 million or whatever, and you're like, man, it just keeps going, making a lot of money.
Did any of you guys consult the numbers on the Star Trek franchise?
Yeah,
I did.
Because, Lord have mercy, these things make money.
Oh, yeah, yeah that's why I put Star Trek at number 7.
The first movie made $257 million at the domestic box office, and the second one made $228 million,
and
which
that
is
was
a dip, but that's still a ton.
And that was with number 2 being like largely despised and all that annoyance with people being like, man, they whitewashed
Khan.
Yeah. because they had Benedict Cumberbatch play
Khan
him.
Wasn't Khan a big deal in the Star Trek?
The original,
the most beloved of the original Star Trek
of the
movies.
Villains,
is
yeah.
Remember George Costanza's whole thing?
Because it's fantastic. Yeah. It's such a great one, and Chekhov gets that earwig in his ear and is all brain controlled. It's brilliant.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
They make money.
I'm worried that some of these franchises are getting fatigued. And
me.
The third one. I know. The trilogy third ones ever do well? Trilogy third ones?
Yeah, I don't know. But I didn't realize that they
Return
made
of the
that
Jedi
much
made
money.
$0.
I just wonder if like people are into it because people are all into J.J. Abrams doing Star Wars and everything.
Right.
If that's kind of like
overshadow
over it a little bit now.
Right. They're like, okay, J.J., you've done enough Star movies.
This one just seems like even more explosions than the other ones.
Well, I have mine at number 6 based on how much money the first two movies made compared to some of these other franchises.
My number 10, because we seem to be jumping back and forth, is I got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles : Out of the Shadows.
We already talked about
10.
That, man.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that's where my number 10. People want to know.
You know what's interesting is the first movie peaked at 191 million, which is a bunch
about?
Of money. Ninja
Teenage.
Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like 100 million less than Star Trek.
But didn't it? I think I remember that it was the 9th highest grossing because it came out in 2014, right? I think it was number 9 that summer. So I was like, I don't think it's going to make as much, but I think it'll eke into the top 10.
Well, the first one eked in because it didn't have much time at all, and it still managed to creep its way in there. But this next one comes out pretty early in the summer, right?
Yeah.
So who knows?
Who knows?
Tyler.
My number 7.
Wait, how are we at 7? Because
we've already discussed Ghostbusters, Star Trek, and Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, okay, great.
Those are beneath it. My number 7 is Independence Day.
Ooh, that's very low. I've got that at number 3.
Josh didn't even put it on his list.
Not at all, Josh?
Nope.
I just was really looking at these things. I don't think it has what it takes to make it back beyond these other movies.
I think it's super beloved. People absolutely love Independence Day, and they should. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
We've heard recently that it's like some people's absolute favorite movie. A friend of ours said his wife, that's like her favorite movie of all time.
Really?
True, yeah. But so much time has passed.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, people love to watch Independence Day because it's like one of the quintessential popcorn movies.
Yeah.
It doesn't spawn the kind of like, people love it for that reason. They don't love it like they, you know, buy toys and...
Right, I don't think they don't love like the world of Independence Day. They just love watching it on Independence Day.
And the first thing that everyone commented on when this movie like made its way into public consciousness after they'd been talking about it for years was like, oh my gosh, they're making it up. Wait, no Will Smith?
Yeah, I think that is the big issue, is that people are super excited about they're finally doing a reboot or a sequel.
No, it's a sequel. Yeah.
Finally doing a sequel, but it doesn't have the lead actor.
Yeah.
So it's not going to do that.
Who? Because Tommy Lee Jones in it?
Tommy Lee Jones.
This isn't Men in Black.
The first one. Oh. So.
That's
it has Jeff Goldblum returning.
And Bill Pullman returning.
Which is great.
But is he still present? Maybe some aliens.
No, he can't be. Present. He would have served like 9 terms.
Nah, he saved us from the aliens. We're
we changed the law, man. He's president for life.
Well, I read an article that was talking about predictions. And it said, back when Independence Day first came out, it made, I don't know, $700 million. Does that sound right?
No, that does not sound right.
That's absurd. That's far too much.
It was a lot of money, and they said with inflation, I think they put it on their list at like number 2. So
the original Independence Day movie made $300 million.
That's still a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Wait, $300 million back then or adjusted for inflation?
No, not adjusted for inflation.
Good grief, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. So.
But that was Will Smith in his prime. Back then, he was cranking out blockbuster after blockbuster.
96. And that was also at a time where, we forget, that's when more people went to the movies. That's
right.
Movies just made more money.
You couldn't illegally download movies on the interwebs in 1996. You had to go see it.
$4 or $5. To go to the movies.
And also, think about this. This was at a time where even though we'd had sci-fi, we had action, we had alien thing, a movie like Independence Day that blended the level of like visual effects that were developing
yes.
at that time. This is 3 years after Jurassic Park, so CG was there, but there were still like
I
a tons
how you
of practical.
Everything from that. But,
well, that was the game changer.
I know,
in terms
I know it
of
was.
CG
I've
technology.
Seen your science fair project. I know.
So that had so much new stuff going for it. It was. It you know played out like a popcorn movie, like an action movie that was family friendly, because this is still at
right.
a time where most action movies were rated on the R side, you know, at the end of the 80s and the early 90s. You know, movies like Lethal Weapon or Die Hard
sure.
just were expected to be R rated. Everyone was going to see this freaking movie. I remember seeing it at a theater that was packed and they went nuts. They were like cheering for yep. the thing and talking about how fun it was. Since then, we've seen a crap ton of movies like Independence Day.
Yeah.
It's no longer
so
novel.
You're defending right. your position of not having it on your list at all.
I just don't
saying.
Think it has the it
I
odds
agree
its
with
favor.
You, but I still think that because it's beloved, people will still go see it.
More than all these other movies?
Yep.
I yeah, think I think so.
I think it'll be number 7, actually.
I think it'll
but
be number 3.
But there are some
three.
People that have it way too high, like Come Josiah, Matt, and Aaron.
No.
I'll have it at number 3.
Which is
3?
Yeah, number 3.
No.
I have it at
yes,
6.
I think because, hey man, I think it's going to do really well. I think it's going to draw. I mean, I think it's going to be the third best movie of the summer.
He sounds like he's just guessing.
Liam also has it at number 3.
Oh, like man, Cameron, if I've got it in the same place as Liam, I know I've done it wrong.
Cameron's just got it at number 1. He's crazy.
Well, that's because Cam just loves him some Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Will All Smith's right. not in this because he was in my number 4 movie, Suicide Squad. He was busy filming.
Well, for that.
But Will Smith is not doing so well.
He's making some strange choices.
He is making some different.
As a person?
Just in his heart and soul.
Well, he had After Earth, which is no good. And then he did Focus, which I watched recently, and it was not good.
Focus? Oh, the one with the girl that's in Suicide Squad?
Yeah. And then he did Concussion. Did anyone see that?
No.
No. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Saw that trailer. I went, so, I don't need to see that.
We'll see if we can pull himself up out of his slump.
Tyler and Josiah had this running gag for every promotional still that came out for Suicide Squad that Will Smith seemed to be in the back questioning his decisions.
Yeah. Like the look in his eyes was like, what did I do? I could have been in Independence Day too.
Well, Abby, what do you have next up on your list?
What number are we even on?
Suicide Squad.
At number what?
5.
Number 5. So what do you read us what you have up
We've
until
We've already talked about all of them. Independence Day, Secret Life of Pets, Star Trek, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters.
You're reading from the middle down?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've already
so
talked
she's got
about
Suicide.
I know, but I'm asking you for Pete's sake.
We're going to we'll have all our lists available on the website so you can take
But don't just copy them cuz that's no fun. Come up with your own list.
So you have refresh me or keep me posted, you guys, as you're catching us up to your list.
Okay.
Just recap, 10, 9, 8. So
okay, go bottom up.
Yeah.
10 Ghostbusters, 9 Ninja Turtles, 8 Star Trek, 7 Secret Life of Pets, 6 Independence Day. 5.
So 5 Suicide Squad.
Hmm.
I feel like Will Smith has a better chance of getting himself up out of this slump he's in with Suicide Squad. People seem to be excited about it, especially after that trailer with the Queen song.
Yeah.
And the alleged reshoots.
It's going to go one way or the other, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just going to be a middle-of-the-road thing. Either
it's
going
to bomb
totally tank
or
everyone's going to...
This might be this summer's Guardian of the Galaxy. Like, you never... Like, who knows? Maybe it's that. I mean...
But it comes out so late.
It does come out really late.
It's only got, like, 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
But think about how quickly... This was my thing with Suicide Squad. Batman vs. Superman made so much money that opening weekend, even though everyone wrongly was talking trash about it. And then I'm like, well, if this is crowd-pleasing in a way that Batman v. Superman wasn't, then it's going to do so well that first weekend and then continue to do that well.
Yeah, but
at the
end
of
it's not
going to
do that kind of numbers.
Is it going to suffer from the hate that this version of the DC Universe is already getting if we all understand that it's in that same world?
I don't think so.
It has new things to offer that Batman versus Superman didn't, like the Joker.
Yeah, right. People love the daggum Joker.
Heck yeah.
We'll
and
see if Jared Leto's got what it takes.
These
the
are
Juggalo
all,
Joker.
These are all... Batman villains, so there's a huge possibility of a Ben Affleck Batman cameo, which was the only thing I ever saw positively written about by most people on the internet about Batman v Superman was like, well, at least Baffleck didn't stink as bad as all the rest.
Even though they picked on the movie, they actually admitted he did a great job.
Yeah, so if he's going to be in this, and I don't know because I've avoided trailers and whatnot, like then I think that'll draw the crowds as people are really enjoying his portrayal of Batman.
Mm. Well, people have reacted really positively to especially the second trailer with Bohemian Rhapsody in it. Like, I was on a trip with a bunch of really annoying people a few weeks ago, like millennial Instagrammers, and somehow Suicide Squad came up, and they're all like, dude, that trailer was so sick, man. That's going to be wicked. I can't
They were
wait.
All
this
from
so
California
rad.
In the 90s.
A bunch of them were from California. But they were amped on it, and they didn't even know what it was. They're like, what is it? Was that the Joker? They just loved the idea of it.
Freaking idiots.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I just thought, oh, dang. And that trailer does sell the movie.
It sold it to me. I very
what
much
do you guys
like,
have it at?
4.
Yeah, me too. 4.
Yeah, I have it at 4 as well.
Dang, I got it at 5.
I wonder if when we watch it, is the Joker going to be the main person we're drawn to, or is it going to be Harley? Because everybody seems to be focusing on the girl.
Well, I bet it's going to be Will Smith. Everyone loves Will Smith, even though he's not doing great lately.
Skull Side World.
Tony Truth. The girl that plays Harley Quinn.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. She's doing well. She's very likable. Right. People love her.
They feature her heavily in that trailer.
Well, she's the
only girl.
For sure.
Apart from that
Jared
witch
Leto.
Girl.
Jared Leto is a big deal. People have, you know, some sort of like weird.
He won that
Oscar. Respect
yeah.
for him because he's, you know, kind of.
I love him in Fight
unpredictable.
Club.
Yeah, just getting his face smashed in.
Yeah, it's great.
He accomplishes something very important.
Yeah, I just wanted to destroy something that's beautiful.
Yeah, it works for me. Well, checks my box.
So I think that there's a lot of things going for it. Most obviously, though, is just that it's the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wonder because the stories you hear about this, not even getting into sport, because none of us are looking at the spoilers, but we've seen the trailers, but they're saying it's so incredibly dark. The trailers aren't showing us that.
No, well, and then
the trailers are making it look like
it seems
a rough and tough Guardians.
It seems dark by nature. I mean,
it's a bunch of crazy.
Like,
yeah,
it's got a point.
It's not the Pancake Squad.
If nothing else, they are going to sell a ton of.
Yeah, it's not the Flapjack Squad.
Why did it have to be breakfast food?
Because man, that's the best. That's the best thing, man.
There's nothing more
makes you happier
than breakfast.
Yeah,
right, I get that.
Breakfast is always positive when it's delicious. Hot cakes.
They'll sell a ton of t-shirts at Hot Topic.
They will because that Hot Topic
I've
front
already,
was all over that.
Seen a ton of Halloween costumes being.
Oh, I bet you have.
Apparently, Jared Leto is always sending packages to his co-stars full of like animal bones and used condoms and stuff.
That
like
is
that.
Disgusting.
Apparently, he was taking the character quite seriously, and that's this kind of Joker.
I think it's funny when people take a character whose name is Joker seriously. I think that's kind of ironic.
Maybe he should take it too seriously, considering. No.
Was that an allusion to Heath Ledger's psychotic break?
Well,
Abigail.
Yeah. Josiah has Suicide Squad at number 8.
That's very low.
It's low. Seems low.
Too low.
I get it though. I felt like it was a gamble, and I just went with it.
Shoot, my wife has it at number 2.
Shoot, man,
what?
Number
Sarah
two,
got it
man.
Too high.
Too high.
Bethany doesn't even have it. Oh no, there it is. It's what is that? 6.
Yeah, let's recap Bethany real quick. She's got Ghostbusters at number 10, like several of the people. Then she's got Secret Life of Pets at 9, Star Trek, of which she is a big fan of the Star Trek franchise.
She loves it.
She does, man. She
at
loves those
8,
handsome space boys.
She's got Alice Through the Looking Glass at 7, and then at 6, she has Suicide Squad.
Liam has Suicide Squad as a wild card.
That's insane.
That ain't right.
That's wild.
It's definitely going to be in the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
I'll side bet Liam on that.
Yeah. Get what was the side bet that you and that Patrick, you and Tyler had the first year?
Oh, the first year we had a side bet that Transformers would not be the number one movie. So yeah.
And what was the payment?
He bet that it would,
right?
And I said any other movie that is being released the entire summer
will
be number one. And so the odds were in my favor, and it worked out well for me because
odds
Guardians
were not in your favor,
but Guardians
still won.
Just
but it
marched.
Just barely did it. Remember, because like we end on Labor Day, and then it was
okay,
like
just
I remember you guys were watching the numbers
and
come
then
in just like to the last minute. Because wasn't it some kind of like Chipotle secret
Chipotle,
menu item
that
you had to buy?
Oh yeah, it was
a quesarito.
Because I hate ordering a quesarito because they scowl at you.
Oh,
you
they know, hate it. They hate it for it.
So he had
they
to buy,
spit in your lettuce.
He had to buy me a quesarito and order it for me.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was we had to buy two, one for each of us.
That's a nice caveat. So you ordered two of a menu item there.
I might have lost the brackets that year, but I sure did go home a winner.
That's right.
I lost everything.
Did they frown upon you when you ordered two?
Yeah, because I had to order two, and there was like huffing back there.
Being all mad and teenager.
The girl that had to create them just started slamming around those vegetable trays and getting all frustrated.
He's
started
trying to tell her, it's a bet, I won.
He's trying to explain.
Now, I got something at number 7 that I haven't heard come up in you guys' list yet, so you must have it higher. I have Jason Bourne at number 7. Yeah.
No, I have that as a wild card.
Oh, is
not
that right?
On my list.
You didn't even put it on your list.
I have.
I just think it's been too long, you know?
So washed up.
People love Matt Damon, but I think it's been too
long. It could be.
I have it at number 7 as well.
These movies
this is
make
the fifth one, yes.
Make money, but the last one that he was in made the most. So the first movie made 121, followed by The Bourne Supremacy, 176. The Bourne Ultimatum made 227. What was up with that one that it was so good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Was it because people were saying this is the final one of the trilogy, so all the late adopters?
The Bourne Legacy dropped to the lowest numbers the franchise has ever had.
That was lost.
Matt Damon wasn't in it, right? It was that other kid who was maybe going to be an action star for a day.
I thought it was Jeremy Renner.
It's Jeremy
Renner. Was it Jeremy Renner? Yeah. Oh, my mistake.
But then Jason Bourne, confession, and everyone leave a comment about this. I haven't seen a single Bourne movie.
That's
I don't
true.
Know
yeah,
why.
We knew that.
We keep
them.
Trying to get
well,
Josh to watch
like
them.
Well, you're not like a 45-year-old dad, so.
Yeah, true. Okay. You are a 32-year-old dad.
Movies.
Oh, my dad's too. My pastor dad loves those Jason Bourne movies, man. Chris Hughes is always into those.
They're pretty quintessential action films.
I would give them a shot. I just never got around
it's
to it.
It's kind of like...
here we go.
Yeah, what you gonna
like
say?
Like Ocean's 11 or something like
no,
that.
No, it's not like Ocean's
11. It's a movie about like a casino heist.
Incorrect.
They're like
Abby.
A kind of a dark American James Bond type movie.
It really is. Josiah
like
has been pushing
espionage
for
and crap like that.
Really. Yeah, they're really intelligent, and the action is pretty interesting the way that they film it.
It's well choreographed, like fight scenes, and it's not all like Michael Bay like explosions.
Is that when I went and saw Marvel Studios' Incredible Hulk movie with Edward Norton?
Yeah,
I came out of the theater and I heard some guy go, "What was up with that first hour just being a Bourne movie?" When he was running around in Brazil or wherever he was.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's what those movies are.
The Incredible Hulk, the Edward Norton one. The good
Josiah's
one.
Been trying to push us to watch all these. He's wanting to do a Bourne-a-thon.
Apparently Josiah's a 45-year-old dad. Well,
we knew that.
The Bourne movies are great, fair. But Jason Bourne is at number 9 on Josiah's list.
Oh,
he doesn't even have confidence.
I have Jason Bourne at number 3.
No, ooh, you do not. That is so high.
The original 3 were hugely popular, and they've gained, you know, momentum.
Cult status or whatever.
And special places in the hearts of
dads everywhere.
Status. It's a full-blown, huge franchise.
Yeah.
I think that Matt Damon returning to the role will bring people to the theater.
That's what I was going to say. Even though I don't know about it, I saw all over the internet when they announced that he was coming back, people were like, oh, heck
super
yeah.
This is what Independence Day could be if it had Will Smith.
Get him. But it does come out the 7/29, July 29th.
Yeah, that's
so
really
it only
late.
Has
it only
a month.
Has like 4 weeks.
That's all you need.
That money.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, apart from like those slow burners like Maleficent, they're all going to make their money in 4 weeks or not at all. All
right, get this, though. For number 6, I have Central Intelligence.
Man, you are just a such,
such
a nincompoop.
Hey, hey, you guys didn't laugh at that trailer.
Hey, man, that trailer looks
the
hilarious.
The trailer actually was really funny. It's like, what is he saying to him? He's like, in a second, we're going to get up and run for it. Cool. And he's like, no, it's not cool. Yeah. And
okay,
like,
cool.
Yeah. We're all going to go see that.
It takes a big
movie?
Heart and a little.
Yeah. It's a buddy comedy, a buddy cop comedy with Kevin Hart and The Rock.
It looks hilarious. Yeah. And The Rock is like CG fat the at one point, and that is so good.
The
that
Rock
CG
is like a super cool, goofy FBI agent, and Kevin
CIA.
Hart's like CIA.
That's why it's Central
Kevin Hart's basically Chris Tucker from Rush Hour.
Yeah.
He just screams and falls.
Yeah. He's this generation's Chris Tucker.
Yeah, he wishes. Chris Tucker's the best.
Oh, Chris Tucker's so good.
So Patrick has Central Intelligence predicted to make more money than Jason Bourne, Ghostbusters, and Star Trek.
Yeah,
that's solid.
Get
I mean,
out of here.
Can't. No, hey man, I don't think I don't think I can argue with that.
Comedies don't make that much money.
Hey man, The Rock though, he is on fire. He's doing this. He's filming Baywatch. He's going to be in the Jumanji remake. People are just pumped about Dwayne.
Think about comedies make a lot of money. Deadpool made a lot of money.
Deadpool was a freaking
Deadpool was like a freaking nature, man.
Bridesmaids made a lot of money.
He did not make a lot of money.
Look up Bridesmaids. All right. It made a lot of money.
Bridesmaids, I thought was quite successful. Was it just successful for a comedy?
Yeah.
No, it was huge.
$169 million is a lot of money.
$169? When did it come out?
In 2011.
But like, what time of the year was it? Summer? Was it up
it
against
was a
like
Friday. It was Came a summer out on a Friday.
May 30th. Oh, so it would have been a summer.
If I
want
to get a side bet, I bet side bet it'll be on the top 10. Who wants to bet?
The Central Intelligence.
I got it as a wild card, so yeah. I'm with you. I got it as a wild card.
I do not. I might take that side bet.
Okay.
Let me figure out what I want to wager.
No, it's off.
Well, the next new movie I introduced into my list. So at number 10, I've got Secret Life of Pets, 9 Ghostbusters, 8 Ninja Turtles, 7 Jason Bourne, 6 Star Trek, 5 Suicide Squad, and at number 4, X-Men Apocalypse.
I got that high. I got that at number 2.
Do you think that there's
2.
X-Men fatigue? 2?
Yeah, bud.
Shoot, man. Dude. Do you think that there's X-Men fatigue?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yes. But here's the thing.
That trailer was boring. You're right.
That first trailer
was so dull.
The trailers, I would go as far as to say worthless.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, that's Oscar Isaacs. I wish that I could tell that was Oscar Isaacs because I care about him.
Who's Oscar Isaac?
Freaking Apocalypse, dude.
That's Oscar Isaac.
I know. It's absurd.
Why? That could be anybody.
I know. It could be you.
Why did they apparently Oscar Isaac?
Oscar Isaac is also a huge X-Men comic book fan.
That's awesome.
And he's like so excited about being
be an unrecognizable figure.
Yeah, to be a blue
guy. There's a part where, like, oh no,
a lot of emotion in his angry face.
So listen to this though.
In his CG face.
One of the funniest moments I had in movie theater in the last few months was Peter Nikiforov, who you guys I'm sure think is dead, but he's not dead.
He just got a real job and he can't stay up late to hang out with us anymore.
He was sitting next to me in the theater when the trailer for X-Men Apocalypse is playing. And if you've seen the trailer, it concludes with this big, all this action and build up. And then the little stinger of the trailer is some doors open and James McAvoy is bald as Professor X. And he like looks into the camera like, whoa, and we're supposed to lose our minds. And Peter Dinklage sitting beside me goes, that's the big reveal. He's bald. And they're like, the next trailer starts playing and I hear him mumble to himself, it's the moment you've all been waiting for.
Something you've known since the 60s. Xavier loses his hair.
But here's the strange thing. X-Men Days of Future Past, which was the last X-Men movie, after the franchise taking a significant dip,
yep,
made almost the most money of any of the X-Men movies. Just
I put a lot of emphasis on X-Men in my list that summer. It did well.
On Days of Future Past?
Yeah.
Yeah, it cleaned up. $233 million is huge. The only one to make more was $234 million.
And it was a great movie.
Was that 2014?
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
Yeah, it was the best. It was X-Men movie.
You know, you had it at number 2, Tyler.
Yeah, I did. X-Men has a few things going for it.
List them.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, I'm so over the freaking trailer just being about like how all of a sudden she's the most important X-Men ever.
What is she?
Okay, well, that touched a nerve.
She's Mystique.
Oh. Pet peeve.
Sounds like he's jealous of her.
Michael Fassbender.
I don't know.
Yeah, I love him.
He's great.
Oh,
he's so handsome.
Oscar unrecognizable.
Oscar. Yeah, apparently Oscar Isaacs.
James McAvoy.
James McAvoy's bald head.
It's even got these giant synth chords playing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, bum, bum, bum.
And you're like, oh.
And we're, oh, just like in the comic.
I didn't know that that's what that was. I was like, why is this the end of the trailer?
It doesn't look good.
There was one moment in the trailer that I thought, oh, that's cool, where they were talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he must have got that from the Bible. And she's like, well, maybe the Bible
got it from him.
Oh, yeah. That girl from Bridesmaids saying that? Yeah.
It's going to be a comedy.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah. Because the girl from Bridesmaids in it. It's going to be a funny X-Men movie.
They get the girl from X-Men First Class.
Actually,
it does have a shot of Quicksilver running down a hall. And if you recall, the scene of Quicksilver running around the cafeteria in the Pentagon was one of the best moments.
Oh, yeah, that was so great.
Sometimes so audiences are going, oh, yeah, that was deep.
I remember.
I'll go see it again.
Yeah.
He runs so fast, his cheeks blow in the wind.
I'd see those visual effects again.
It was great.
Isn't it sad that he's in two universes at once?
No, that's fine.
Not anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Spoiler. Major spoiler for
they dealt with that.
I've got a X-Men Apocalypse at number 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it at number 5 as well.
I have it at number 3.
Matt's got it at number 2?
Yeah.
Shoot, dang.
That's how we started this conversation.
Yeah, I already forgot that you made
you
that
claim. You repressed that because it's so it absurd. Number
two. I keep seeing it at number 2 and going, shoot, man. Dang.
Guys, we've sorry to backtrack, but we've missed a movie that I've got lower in my list.
What's that?
That I want you to...
Wait, Bethany's got X-Men at number 3.
Yeah.
So she's up there with you.
Yeah, she's smart. I have Alice Through the Looking Glass at number 8.
Number 8? No. You have made a mistake.
My that first
three.
One.
Number 3.
You got it that high? Wait, you're saying I made a mistake because it's too low?
Yeah,
that's way
that
too low.
That thing made
no.
so
yeah,
much
but
money.
Okay, here's why.
I got
one,
it at number 3 too.
Everyone was still like fully drinking that 3D Kool-Aid. People are done with
oh,
that.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. People paid true. Like people were paying $15 to go see that in 3D.
I think it's the Johnny Depp Kool-Aid.
The Johnny Depp, but that's kind of been tainted now. People are over him, I think.
Because of Mordecai.
Yeah, because Mordecai was so bad.
That was the straw. That
yeah, that was it, man.
But they
not that horribly racist Tonto.
He was
movie.
Fine as Tonto, but yeah. as Mordecai.
But Mordecai, him much. As a British man, this is ridiculous.
What was that, Lone Ranger?
Yeah, Lone Ranger. But
they good. Said, let's just make Jack Sparrow an Indian.
Tim, yeah. Tim Burton didn't. Touch this one. Does he have what, like an
he's
EP
a producer.
Credit?
He's a producer.
Producer? Okay, he didn't yeah. direct it then.
No matter so what, it. That last one
he felt
made
it up.
So much
second
cash. They're just sleeping in piles of cash, Scrooge McDuck style.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't sleep in it. He swims in it.
As much of money as the first one is going to be way up on the list.
Okay, maybe I'm a fool.
$334 million domestically. It's made like $200 million more dollars than just about everything that has topped off on the list.
But I think it's one of those things where it's been too long, like Zoolander 2.
And when does it come out?
I don't think that it's been too long.
You're basing too much on that.
I think that the hype for the first one went nuts.
Oh,
everyone went to go see
I
it.
I went to see it.
But the
in
movie
3D.
Really wasn't amazing.
It was so stupid, man.
I think
it wasn't even good.
I'm just trying to be yeah. gentle with it. I think that people, after seeing the first one, were like, oh, that was okay, and you're going to lose a lot of the audience for the second one.
And people don't, like, obviously Alice Through the Looking Glass is the second book, and she, you know, there's that huge chess game, and
much
it's great.
Less
it's
popular.
Yeah, people don't know that story as well,
didn't
so they're
they
just
already
think,
expend a bunch of content from the
yeah,
second book in the first movie.
They did.
They, had, like,
they referenced all that chess stuff at yeah. the end when she's fighting the Jabberwocky.
I've got it at number 6.
It comes out on May 27th, very early in the
that
game.
It is very early, but I think that is too early, and people aren't going to be in like summer.
This
movie
is going to be y'all's Maleficent. Y'all aren't giving
it. You think it's just going to slow
be.
Burn all summer?
It'll keep making money.
I've right, got it at 6. Josiah's got it at 5. Aaron.
What about Bethy?
She's got it as a wild card.
Aaron has it. Yeah. Aaron's list is.
Bethany has it at 7.
Where does Sarah have it?
Sarah has it at 9.
I've got it at number 3. I've got it above X-Men.
I got it at number 3 as well.
Liam has it at 4.
I don't know. That one was a tough one for me.
And for some reason, I don't know why, but the like angsty teenage crowd loves
because
the Alice in Wonderland
it's like that
crap.
Steampunk hot topic. But they have Suicide Squad this summer to be all
they're
angsty
gonna like,
and
they're
going to
love
it.
Both.
You think both?
Both?
Do teenagers have that much money? How do they get all that money? What
well,
are they doing?
They got their parents' money. They're coming from the suburbs.
They're snap cashing each other money.
Sure.
That's a
is
thing,
that
right?
A thing? I've never seen that. We all stop because we don't know
isn't
what
it?
You're saying.
Kids do it.
All right.
Someone back me up.
At this point, is there anything missing before we go up to number 2 and introduce
yeah.
a new figure?
Finding Dory at 5.
I've got everything accounted for. I've got Finding Dory at number 2.
Me too.
Number two.
You guys put that so
oh, it's
going to
make money.
Yeah.
We always say that about cartoons.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And?
We always say that about cartoons. How did Inside Out do last year?
I did all right.
Yeah, I did all right.
But remember the first year when we were like, How to Train Your Dragon 2, this sequel to an incredibly popular kids movie that
but
came out, and we were like, it's going to do so great.
Inside Out came in number 3 last year for the whole summer box office, and Minions was right behind it. So the animated movies still make money, and good Pixar movies, or I shouldn't say that, Pixar movies that audiences widely receive well
right.
just keep making yeah. money.
I think that there will be a little bit of Pixar fatigue because a lot of people wrongly thought Pixar has lost it with the Good Dinosaur.
I understand that, even though those people are morons.
Those people are, of course, absolutely wrong. But
people
it's one of their
love
best.
Nemo. Yeah,
their affection yeah. for finding Nemo is going to outweigh that.
There's no Pixar fatigue here because all the movies are so different.
Sure.
This not only different. Are the parents all going to be lining up to see Finding Nemo, they're going to be taking those kids.
That's the Finding Dory. Extra
Finding Nemo
kid money.
Is so widely adored. It might not be like the best money-making film of all of Pixar's films from that era,
sure,
that time, but people love that movie so much.
It is probably one of the most talked about Pixar movies.
When you ask people, they usually have it pretty high. We're going to do an episode eventually where we rank the Pixar movies, and whenever I've had that conversation on the fly with people, they always have Finding Nemo up so high. The first movie made a ton of money, $380 million. Freaking dollars.
Dang, why did
that's
I
more
not
than
look
Alice in Wonderland.
That
yeah, that's a lot of
I'm
money.
An idiot. I put that way too low.
That was and back in.
Good grief.
What year did Finding
2002?
No, 2004.
2003, May 30th, 2003.
Split the difference.
So it's had all those years, 13 years, for
longing.
People to watch it and rewatch it and show it to their families and new kids to be introduced to it. I mean, yeah. Heck, my kid's 2.5 and he watches Finding Nemo all the time.
Right. My kids are 6 and 3 and they love it.
It's great. It's yeah. really
so it's
solid.
I mean, I'm going to take my kids to
Inside
see it.
Inside Out was an entirely new property and just right. based on Pixar and the fact that people liked it, it managed to make its way up all the way to number 3.
And the thing is with Pixar sequels that they always do better than the one before it. Toy Story set a precedent where each new film made more.
Did Cars 2 make more than Cars?
Yeah, that's like the most lucrative movies there.
Those movies are so
not
bad.
To mention the fact that I bet the merchandising on the Cars movies keeps Disney in business.
Right.
Because they need something. Disney needs something.
Disney needs something to keep the doors
otherwise.
Otherwise, they got to turn the lights off and they got to go home.
And it's been so long since Finding Nemo that you ask the same question that you do for like the other sequels, Independence Day or Jason Bourne. Has it been too long? Do people still care? I think that people do. Like, they're welcoming this one back because they want to revisit these characters.
Yeah, it's different for family movies. Yeah. You know what I mean? To have something missing for a while and come back, because families keep watching those movies. They don't just excuse them to the background and forget about them. You know, with Jason Bourne, it's like you get excited for a little while and then it goes away for a long time. People are like, oh, I guess that was kind of cool. But people's affection for a Pixar movie kind of just stays around.
Right.
I definitely think it'll be the number one kids movie of the summer.
Yeah, I do too. I think it'll be the highest
family
animated
film.
In fact, a few folks, including Whitney DiPaoli, who's been on the show before, Alex Rettman, who's been on the show before.
Josiah.
And Josiah.
Josiah all bet big on Finding Dory by putting it at number one. But I think it's a little bit of a Price is Right thing going on where it's like, you bet the dollar difference just to see if you can win big.
Right.
Like
I mean, it was Bethy's tactic last year and it paid off. So they're like, hey, let's try it out.
That's the difference in getting
two points
and 13
right.
points.
I don't think an animated movie is going to be the highest grossing of the summer.
Well, I don't
that
think any
certainly,
movie.
Certainly not when,
Captain America Civil right. War is on the line. I don't think any movie is going to hang with it.
So I think that seems pretty obvious that the rest of us have all put Captain America number one.
And we're very excited to see it.
Because with all those spoilers out there, how can anyone avoid the theater?
My God, man. They are determined to not let me enjoy. I mean, they've ripped the opportunity for me to enjoy what is going to be a huge moment in the movie just right out from under me.
Yep.
Nobody's safe.
No,
you
can't
go internet black.
Right. We should have gone like we did for Star Wars.
Shut up.
I don't know. I mean, we did for Star Wars. Do you remember? We just like stopped going to any kind of
like a month.
It was a month. Yeah. Star Wars. I think all of us went at least 2 weeks where we didn't look at certain news feeds or certain film.
Star Wars had that very helpful plugin that blocked all Star Wars content.
That was great.
Yeah, that was great.
That was really great.
Should we reference what we're talking about? I feel like as picky as we are, there must be no one that's preserved.
No, like what if there is? What if there is? And like we ruin
it
for one person.
Okay, we have a spoiler for the Captain America trailer coming up. If you want to go ahead,
there is a spoiler,
and we haven't seen the trailer.
We haven't.
None of us have seen the trailer. We've only seen the screenshot and the close up
and
the
gift.
I saw the trailer.
Apparently,
and the
Spider-Man shows up in the Captain America Civil War trailer in some moment where whatever it is happens ends up with him crouched down with Captain America's shield in his hand. Now, obviously, we could deduce what's going on here, but I just as soon as I saw that thumbnail the first time, before I saw it 300 more times after that, before I saw it in a headline and as a banner on IMDb and as a clickable icon on Fandango.
Unescapable. It was it was a thumbnail on the Hulu homepage.
Yeah.
On my smart TV.
It was everywhere. Yeah. I mean, Disney, I applaud you for the fact that like that is some solid marketing. You got it out there. Like, there are going to be more people seeing Cap because they know he's in it. Yeah. But man, it was a real bummer for me.
What a moment that would have been to not
in the theater.
Oh, to have that revealed on a big
I'll admit,
screen.
I didn't know that Spider-Man was going to be in the movie.
Yes, right.
But still, like,
how
now, I didn't want to see. There's no way I won't. I haven't seen the trailer. And there's no way I won't see that moment coming.
Right, right.
Well, what
it's
they
gonna
did
be so
was
telegraphed.
They stole that moment from you in the theater where everyone would have gone, oh,
yeah.
Instead, the entire internet for one day went, oh,
yeah.
And the
and
rest
in
of
the
us
theater
went,
we're gonna
what
go,
the?
Yeah.
Get out of here, internet.
In the theater, it's just gonna be dead silence.
Yeah,
because we're like, yes,
I got it. Great,
I've seen this.
And
so
the internet just did the same thing yesterday and today with the X-Men stuff. Like,
yeah,
they just did
bad.
A huge.
That hasn't
know,
been ruined for me yet.
Yeah, so I don't. So Josh and I both had that ruined in the last 48 hours, and I'm so upset because once again, I was like, that would have been so fantastic
some
to see
of
that
my
stuff live.
Trusted movie publications online have been really crappy with. Preserving
Slash
their.
Film, who is like my go-to.
You're just gonna call him out, huh?
Yeah, I am. I don't care.
No,
what are
they
gonna?
We want to be their friends.
Let's be honest, they're not listening to me.
You
they
know,
don't care what I have to say.
Not
with that.
To pay respect to Slash Film,
we stole this game.
Yeah.
From
this game. This is their game, but. Back at you, Slash Film. The game's great, but why are you putting the clickable link to your article is the picture
it's
of
true.
Spider-Man with Cap
it's
Shield?
True.
Why do you got to do
it's
that?
It's irresponsible.
It's upsetting.
It really is.
We're upset.
Yeah.
We're getting upset.
I'm upset.
Sorry. So the great thing about this podcast, though, is that in, you know, come Labor Day weekend, there'll be a new episode up with whoever won gloating about presumably some girl that didn't even realize it was a game until they made a list.
It's going to be. That's why we some all got girl. Our wives. We all got our wives to play this year because we were like, that doubles our chances of the gift card ending up in our household.
Yeah. Our betting pool has gotten all the way up to 85 bones.
$85.
I'm
going to
win it. And then
card.
I'm going to go see all of the good movies that come out.
What are you going to see? Every Nicholas Sparks movie that gets released?
All of the good movies come out after summer.
All the movies based on romantic novels?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Girl on the Train.
Girl on the Train looks great.
Light Between Oceans.
Light Between Oceans.
Oh, who cares about that?
Abby does.
Those two movies.
Hey, you should go see that Magnificent Seven remake.
You're just
it looks
go
really good.
You're going to see two movies and then tell them, you can keep the change.
Yeah. so much popcorn. Just enough popcorn for everyone for every movie for the rest of the year.
But Bethany Allen decided to go home and go to bed, so I think that it's safe to say that she's hurt her chances, you know? The mojo is gone.
That's
the,
right.
The
she's not here to...
Magic is gone.
Yeah. Do you want to recap from just 10 to 1 our list, or no one cares?
No, nah, you can find them on the website.
All right.
And all these movies aside, again, these are the top 10 movies that we think will make the most money in theaters.
Domestically.
Between May 1st and Labor Day.
Between me and you guys and the internet, I'm excited about Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, me too, man. It looks so good. It's on no one's list, but gosh, it looks funny.
A farting Daniel Radcliffe.
dead Daniel Radcliffe.
A farting Daniel Radcliffe corpse. How can you not love that?
Being rid like a jet ski.
Let's all go see Swiss Army Man.
We're gonna really accidentally get it on our list because we promote it so much.
Hey, if he really believed in it, it would be in his top 10.
It's not even giving a wide release.
Right, it's limited release.
If you believe.
It could have.
If you it's almost like the studios are afraid.
Thanks for listening to You Hate Movies. You know, it's not too late to get in on the fun yourself. If you go to youhatemovies.com, you can leave a comment on this episode and present us with your top 10 prediction list for the movies of summer 2016. In fact, the person who scores the most in our comments section will be awarded a special prize at the end of the betting season. So now is your chance. Get your comment in before May 1st. Also, if you like You Hate Movies, you know, do us a favor. Go and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at You Hate Movies and on Facebook.com/You Hate Movies. Trust me, it's entirely worthwhile.